Okay, so now we're going to chazer for Rabbi Simon's Tarovas Shirim, the special packet he gave before Yom Kippur, which had to do with Tarovas. And there he discussed an interesting halacha. We know that there is dinim in Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish and in dinim of Lach B'Lach, right? Generally, Yavish B'Yavish, the prototypical example is to have three different hamburgers all in front of me. I don't know which one of these three is the treif, so I have two kosher, one treif, bottle barrel. That's yavish b'yavish. Lach b'lach is when generally there's like a transfer of flavor. For instance, I'll give you two cases. One is a case, let's say I have treif milk falling in the kosher orange juice. Lach b'lach, right? It's totally mixed up. Or even a case of, let's say, cooking. Let's say I have a piece of treif meat that falls into something on the fire. So either it gets absorbed in, or if I take it out, the flavor that it emitted gets absorbed into the food. I take a piece of chicken, I put it into a pot of water, and the pan goes out into the mixed chicken soup, right? So that's lach, okay? So those are pretty clear examples, okay? And we know that by, again, kuchazar, right? By all lachs, you need shishim. Right? If it's mimushen amino, you need a midaraisa. If it's mimushen, you need a midarabanon. By yavish biyavish, if it's mimushen amino, so midarabanon, we need shishim. If it's mimbamino, then we robe is good enough. Right? Good? Yeah. How about we do it after? We did it the first time. I'll make you a chart after, and it'll be easy to remember. I'll show you a trick, and it'll be easy to remember. Okay? But, so those are the basics, right? So what if I have a case when it's not, it like straddles the fence over here? And that case is what we call kemach to kemach, flour in flour. So on one hand, flour, it's not like a tam transfer. If I have, let's say, from a flour that falls in, it's not tam, but it gets totally ma'uruf. It's totally mixed up. Almost equivalent to pouring the treif milk into kosher apple, kosher orange juice. So it's, how do you define that? Is that a yavish b'yavish? Because it's physical. I can pick it up. Or do you say it's lach b'lach? Because it's totally mixed up. So this is the machlokas. Machlokas rishonim, actually. Whether it kemach b'kemach, or I guess anything that's ground up to that degree, is considered to be lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish. And it's an important afkamina. Like in Yisrael Heter, what I need, you know, shishim, what I need, Rov is min v'mino. So let's just discuss who says what and some nafkaminas. Okay? So actually, so one nafkamina, well, one nafkamina we just mentioned is in Shir Bittul. Okay? If it's a lach, then it goes to Dine Lach and then you teach him. If it's a yavish, then maybe if it's min v'mino, you could deal with Rov. Okay? That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Lamed, in the first Magen Avraham, he quotes a Maharshal, and the Maharshal he quotes says that the Maharshal would announce to the public that before Pesach they should take a little bit of the Pesach Decha Kemach, the Pesach Decha flour, and eat a little bit of it before Pesach. Why? Because this way, if some of the Kemach became let's say chametz stick, and we don't know about it. So this way, I could say that whichever part became chametz stick, oh, I ate that before Pesach. It's like a tliya. It's almost like a tliya. So I'll be toila that any chametz stick apart isn't here anymore in Pesach. It's what I ate, you know, on erev Pesach, or 2 days before Pesach, whatever. He says it's better if you give it to an ani. Basically, take some out. Okay. That's what the Marshal would say, and the Magen Avraham quotes it and says, Tzarech Ian on this Marshal. I don't know why the Marshal is saying this. What's the problem here? He says, Kemach b'kemach is lach b'lach. It's batal b'shishim. You got no problems. So it must be it's just some chumrah that the Marshal is saying, and since he's such a tzaddik, you know, you should be machmir like came out of the mouth of the Marshal, allowed to be machmir, but it's only a chomer ba'alma. There's no real reason to do that. Even if it happened, it's batal b'shishim, because it's lach b'lach, and fine. You're good to go. The Chok Yaakov, also on the page of Shulchan Aruch, under the Magen Avraham, says, slowly, I don't think this is such a chumrah. Maybe the Marshal meant this even Medina. Why? Because if you hold Kemach with Kemach is Yavish be Yavish, oh, now we're dealing with Yavish be Yavish. And the halacha is that Chametz, if it's Yavish be Yavish, even though it's batal before Pesach, when Pesach comes, it's Chozer V'Neir. It awakens. It wakes up, and now it presents itself as an Isser. Okay? If it's Lach B'Lach, that doesn't happen. It's Orni Me'urav, and it doesn't reawaken on Pesach and assert itself as an Isser. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, it does. So says the Chok Yaakov, since there are a bunch of Shittos that hold that Kemach B'Kemach is Yavish B'Yavish, therefore, I should be choshesh that maybe if something became chametzik, it'll be chozer v'neir on Pesach. So therefore, whatever you could do to kind of, you know, get that out of the way, do. So if you could eat some or give some away before Pesach and be toila, then any chametzik thing that would be chozer v'neir was already removed before Pesach, do it. So there you have a second nafkamina between whether you hold Kemach v'kemach is lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish. If it's lach b'lach, then Magen Avraham. No reason, it's only a chumrah ba'alma. There's no real reason to be choshesh for it on Pesach. It's already batal before Pesach. It's not chos v'neir. Chok Yaakov says no, but you hold that it's yavish b'yavish. If it's yavish b'yavish, then it will be chos v'neir. So whatever you could do, you do. The shaf in Siman Kuf Tes, which is how we kind of got into this, in towards the end of Zikuf Tes. Got what it is. So the Shach there quotes this Machlokas by Kemach B'Kemach, and he gives a whole list. He says, on the Lach B'Lach side, you have the Bach and the Shemus HaDesh and then the Rashba and a couple of Toysuses and Zvach and Menachas, they all hold this Lach B'Lach. And then on the other hand, you have Toysuses Nivamis, which hold that it's Yavish B'Yavish. So it's Tach HaMachlokas Rishonim, he says. And that's the basic halacha part of it. And Rabbi Simon quoted this in before Yom Kippur because the Kashrut Glover wanted to bring a hashgrafic message out of this because the idea was that in the Ketores, which is the big highlight of Yom Kippur, you had to make it even more finer. Dafka min hadafka, meaning the rest of the year was just round. It had to be ground even finer in Yom Kippur because the Ketores represents all the different parts of Klal Yisrael, so you had to have an even more achdus because it's Mamish, more ma'urav, because as we see, kemach b'kemach, the more ma'urav, the finer it is, the more ma'urav it is considered one of the. That was the segue. Okay.